Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, December 15th, 2014. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, dreams, and ideas, guess what, a success. Well, I'm so excited to be here today, and you guys just don't know how excited I am to be here. As you know, we had the holiday extravaganza on December 6th. I got very sick on Sunday, and then through the grace of God, I was able to do the show that Monday, and after that, guess what? Yours truly was in the bed for the entire week, and I mean the entire week. So literally yesterday, I was able to get up and put some clothes on and get some fresh air, and I feel better, but I'm still recovering. So a big thank you to all of those who found out that I wasn't feeling well, and you guys sent me text messages, emails, and just made me feel so warm and fuzzy. So thank you so, so very, very much. We've got a great show lined up for you today. As you know, all this month, during the month of December, and guess what? All throughout 2015, because this is just such a powerful, powerful topic that it deserves more time than just covering it in one month. And so because of that, I decided to go ahead and cover this particular topic all for 2015. And so I will be coming up with just some wonderful nuggets of affirmation that you'll be able to say to yourself. We'll be having some special events going on through Successful Woman Radio and Women About Biz, all developed around the theme, I Believe in Me, being your biggest support resource. How important is that? And so, of course, just to give for those of you who are new to the show today or this month, you know, a short description of this whole theme is, you know, when asked the question, do you believe in yourself? Most women will, of course, say yes, right? I mean, who wouldn't say yes, I believe in myself? I mean, to admit that you don't believe in yourself, it's just not natural, right? It's not normal. Of course not. However, when you evaluate this question and you go back and you take a look at what belief really is, most of us, many women, would have to think again about saying yes, right? You know, I always say that everything that I do, everything that you hear me talk about, really you're going on my journey of life as well, because a lot of these things I've lived, I've been there, I've done that, I've doubted myself, I've not believed in myself as much as I should have. And then, of course, throughout the years, as God has allowed me to get older, I've become wiser, and it's just such a blessing to be able to impart the wisdom that I have received onto others, and to also help you have your aha moments about who you are and what you need to be doing to be the successful woman that you need to be in life and for yourself and for your business. So believing in yourself, it really does go far beyond thinking that you believe in yourself, but it really has to be supported with clear and concise actions that lead you to feeling strong, supported, and positive. And, you know, I'm going to be reiterating this and really recapping this continuously over and over again, and praying that many of you who are listening to the show, whether today or whether through podcasting or through some other medium, that you will be able to get this and receive it and use it. Use all of this information to just impact your life in such a positive way. So many of you might have thought that, you know, hey, I hope I'm having my breakthrough this month before the year is out. But I know that this month you are going to have some breakthroughs, okay, because a lot of you have already emailed me. A lot of you have shared with me that you had never thought of belief in the way that I have presented it. And so I'm really excited about that. It makes me feel good to know that God is using me in this pathway to help so many women to have their own breakthroughs and believe in themselves, not just a little bit, but in a way that is best for them. We had a great Cyber Week special going on the first week of December. I have had people to email me, and some of you have emailed us through Successful Woman Radio asking about the Cyber Special. However, the Cyber Special is indeed over. We did sell out indeed the first 3 days. We offered the 1 month of coaching for $99, which was regular, $550. We also offered your very own WordPress website layout and design for $99. And so that came with some great bells and whistles. And so we sold out of that, I think, the second day. And so we had 10 spots available for each of those. So, again, it's so important that when you hear opportunities, come your way, and when you hear good stuff like this, because you know I put out good stuff, you really need to snap it up. And unfortunately, we won't be able to offer these specials at these low prices this year, for the rest of this year. This was something that out of my heart I just really, really wanted to do, simply because, first of all, I wanted to join in on Cyber Week, and then I said, you know, what can we do at Women About Biz? But because we had such an outpouring, do know that we have decided, coming up in 2015, we have decided to offer special discounts, not just from myself and Women About Biz, but also from other business resources. We've decided to offer special deep discounts at least once a month on Successful Woman Radio. And so stay tuned for that, because you will be learning all about it and how you can take advantage of it coming up in the new year, okay? So again, a big thank you to all of you who took advantage of that Cyber Week special. We do, however, today, ladies, have a wonderful e-prize giveaway. And by the way, for all of you who won an e-prize on last Monday, if you didn't receive it, you should be getting it today. We're getting back on track. I'm getting back on track, communicating with everybody, so you should be receiving it. We've got a great e-prize giveaway today. You guys are going to want this. We have 5 of these e-prizes available, that which will be given out later today. The book, one of the ones that I really like, is called Article Marketing, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Striking It Rich Online. Again, Article Marketing, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Striking It Rich Online. And it is written by Simon Gelfand and Eyal Halimi. Now, these are the founders of the popular article submission site called ArticleBase.com. A little bit about article marketing. Now, you know, the internet is and always will be important for one thing and one thing only. Can you guess what that is? Well, it's information. If you're ready to get serious about attracting others to your website, then guess what? You must understand how article marketing can assist you with that. This ebook is well written and gives you an in-depth view of article marketing, what it is, and ideas of how to get it started. So, you know, even if you're going to have somebody else to write your article for you, right, I definitely recommend that you read this book, because it is just that good. And as the owner, as the CEO of your company, whether you delegate to someone else or not, you still need to have a good, thorough understanding of why you're delegating it and how it all is supposed to work for the betterment of your business. So I want to encourage you. So that's coming up later, our e-prize for today, Article Marketing, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Striking It Rich. Also on the show today, 4 questions to give you clarity. That's right, I'm not letting you off the hook. These 4 questions are very important to give you clarity, keep you clear, so very, very important. And then, of course, I have an excerpt from the book, Your Roadmap for Success by John C. Maxwell, one of my favorite authors. He's just dynamite. I love him for the way he writes, a very, very unique style in the way he writes and what he says in his book. Today, I will be taking the excerpt from Chapter 6, for those of you who have purchased the book and you're reading it as well. Chapter 6, How Do I Handle the Detours? Again, Chapter 6, How Do I Handle the Detours? And so we will be reading that in just a few moments. Also, learn about what's getting ready to come up at Women About Biz, what are we going to be doing with teleclasses and that type of thing. Also want to share just a little bit more, very, very excited, what's going to be happening with Successful Woman Radio coming up in 2015. And so that's exciting as well. So we've got an information-packed show for you today, and I don't want to leave out the fact that, again, our theme for all of this month is, you know, believing in the power of me. And so you have to become your greatest resource, which is so very, very important. And a lot of times we depend on so many others. And I do believe this because I think that in America, at least, you know, there are so many things, you know, supposedly being given away. And there's so many ways that, you know, retailers and so many different resources are giving things away, but they're not really giving them away, right? They want us to believe that, but it's caused many people to kind of what I call have the handout syndrome, which is we've got our hands held out waiting to receive something as though somebody's supposed to be giving us something when indeed that's not the way it is always, right? We don't need to hold our hand out all the time. We need to become our biggest resource. We need to take those hands that we're holding out to ourselves, and we need to be putting those hands back on ourselves and becoming that resource that we need to be for one another. So again, I want to just encourage you to get that notepad ready, because today I'm going to be sharing with you five ways to boost your belief level. Again, five ways to boost your belief level. And, you know, these are just some ways that I have used to help myself. I've used them with clients. And, you know, again, it's just so important. The last Monday, as we discussed and talked about, you know, believing in yourself, which is so very, very important, you know, we talked about revisiting the power of unshakable faith and really breaking down what unshakable faith really, really is. And I talked about the fact that because unshakable faith is a level of belief so deeply rooted, it can cause you to take that swift action. But you also have to be careful about unshakable faith, because sometimes you can have unshakable faith that's not, you know, that's believing in the wrong thing, right? So it's always important to know that we have to believe in the right thing. And how do you know? How do you even know that you're believing in the right thing? Because it will prove itself to you by the fruit that it produces in your life, right? You get great results. You get a feeling of joy. You get confirmation of righteousness. You get all of those things when you are doing something that is best for you. And so I had someone to email me a question about this very thing many years ago, and she said, you know, is it really possible that you can't have that level of belief in yourself? And is it true that this level of belief can really take you to a whole nother level and view of life? And I said, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. It truly, truly can. And so we're going to be talking about, again, those five ways to boost your belief level and why it's so very, very important. And I'm just really, really excited about this topic. And that led me, again, to go ahead and also make that the theme for the year for the Successful Woman Radio Show, because I don't believe enough women are really believing in themselves to the point to where it's causing them to take that kind of action, right? So we are working on that feverishly. And when I say we, I, along with, you know, people that I've brought on board to help me really bring this topic home for you in 2015. It's 12:14 after the hour. And if you have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach, wanting you to have abundance in everything that you do. At this time right now, I want to go ahead and go right to our book excerpt. I'm going to move things around a little bit, go right to our book excerpt. And again, I am going to be reading from the book, Your Roadmap for Success. Again, Your Roadmap for Success. And this is by John C. Maxwell, an excellent book that really talks about, really this book is all about the right attitude that you need to have in order to be a successful human being. It's about taking the actions necessary to make it happen for yourself. So I think that you are really going to really, really enjoy this. Again, chapter 6, how do I handle the detours? In other words, the detours of life. The author says, when you take a journey, you never know whether it will turn out the way you planned it. A lot can happen along the way that you don't expect. That's what happened, he says, to himself and his wife, Margaret, when they were on their way home from a trip to the Holy Land a few years ago. He says, we had been to Israel several times, and on that particular trip, we took 50 people with us for a tour. Margaret and I are super planners, so in the space of a week, we saw more sights than many thought was humanly possible. But by the time we were headed back home, everyone was exhausted. When we arrived in Paris from Tel Aviv at mid-morning, an agent from the airline greeted us. I'm sorry, folks, he said, but your flight to New York has been canceled. There's a major snowstorm on the Atlantic coast, and nothing is going in or out for the next 24 hours. After a week of being on dusty roads, rushing from site to site, sleeping in strange hotel rooms, and seeing tent soldiers with machine guns everywhere, our group was really ready to be back home. As we got the news, I could sense the disappointment and frustration among our people. Many who were traveling with us were older and had never been out of the United States before that trip. Previous departures from that planned itinerary had set up some of them. The major break in our travel plans was likely to send them into a panic. So Margaret and I looked at each other and knew we needed to act. Okay, gang, let's all get together over here, I said, as I gathered everyone into a corner in the airport and took a quick head count. How many of you have never been to Paris before, I asked. All but a few hands went up. Oh, this is great. We've got an awesome opportunity here, I explained. We're going to take a tour of the city. Margaret's eyes lit up as she understood the idea, and she jumped right in and helped. Oh, you'll love Paris, she said. It's the most romantic city in the world. A couple of the women in the group smiled, but the majority of the group looked at us with skepticism. Well, we'll see the Louvre, Notre Dame, and the Eiffel Tower, just to name a few. We're so lucky, I said. Do you know how much money most people spend to see Paris? They spend thousands of dollars just to get here, but we're going to see it for free. That got the attention of a couple of people, and an hour later, we were at the hotel, and Margaret and I were working together to get the tour together. And so he's explaining how they had to just switch gears, okay? And he says, have you ever been on a trip that didn't turn out the way you planned? If you've done much traveling, maybe I should ask instead if you've ever been on a trip that didn't turn out exactly as you planned. Because if you're like most people, you've had all kinds of things to go wrong in your life. The success journey is the exact same way. You may have your journey clearly marked on your roadmap, but until you are actually traveling, the obstacles are really not apparent to you. The journey is full of speed bumps, potholes, and detours. And since nobody can entirely avoid them, the question is, how are you handling them? Isabel Moore aptly stated, life is a one-way street. No matter how many detours you take, none of them leads back. And once you know and accept that, life becomes much simpler. One of the major keys to success is to keep moving forward on the journey, making the best of the detours and interruptions, and turning adversity into advantage. Okay? He goes on to talk about the two greatest detours. He says, as I've talked to people about success, I've found that the two greatest detours they face are fear and failure. When you think about it, those two deterrents could have stopped one tour group from having a good time in Paris that I shared. Fear of the unknown could have kept us huddled in the airport instead of heading out and enjoying the city. And nobody could have blamed us if we had given up when we experienced our first failure, not being able to find the bus tour. But fear and failure didn't stop us. Neither should they stop you from taking your success journey. You see, every detour is also a potential opportunity, and it can prevent you from being successful only if you let it. And I hope that you guys are listening to this intently, because it's true. Again, he shares with us that the two greatest detours in life can be fear and failure. Those can be the big detours, but that we have to keep moving forward, because as you move forward in every detour, again, there is also opportunity for a potential, okay, or a potential opportunity. He talks about fear, and I want you ladies to hear this. He said, all people experience fear. It's a part of life. What we fear may change with the times, but every generation experiences it. Look at these quotes from the last 375 years, and you'll recognize a common theme. He says, in 1623, Sir Francis Bacon said, nothing is terrible except for fear itself. About 200 years later, the Duke of Wellington declared, the only thing I'm afraid of is fear. And more recently, our own Franklin D. Roosevelt asserted, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. You see, we all have fears. 9 out of 10 people are terrified by the thought of speaking before groups. Some don't like insects. Other fears heights, deep water, financial problems, aging, or loneliness. Fears come in almost as many varieties as there are people. The fears of some well-known people from history are even comical. For example, Julius Caesar, a powerful military general from the past and Roman emperor, feared thunder. Peter the Great, the Tsar of Russia, an imposing figure at 6 feet 5 inches tall, was afraid of bridges. He crossed them only when there was no other alternative, okay? In the 18th century, British writer and literary critic Dr. Samuel Johnson had a phobia about entering a room with any other foot than his left foot. So he's giving us just examples here, okay, of how people can have different fears, even great people that we have heard about. He goes on to talk about the fallout of fear. He says, no matter how foolish or humorous another person's fears may look to us, our own seems serious. One reason is that fear can be a hindrance to success. If allowed to control our lives, fear can be a permanent detour on the success journey, stopping us from making any progress. Ironically, when fear succeeds in preventing us from engaging in an activity, we never find out whether that fear was truly justifiable. And that creates a vicious cycle which can eventually take over our lives. So it's so important that you realize this about fear, ladies. He says, take a look at the pattern fear can create in a person's life. And he says, fear breeds inaction. Inaction leads to a lack of experience. A lack of experience fosters ignorance, and ignorance breeds fear. That makes you think about a lot of things of why people act the way they do. Again, he says, fear breeds inaction. Inaction leads to a lack of experience. A lack of experience fosters ignorance, and ignorance breeds fear. In other words, fear itself causes procrastination. He says, President John F. Kennedy said, there are risks and costs to a program of action, but they are far less than the long-range risk and cost of comfortable inaction. The bottom line is that if you can overcome your fear, you can break the cycle and live to see the death of your ignorance and the birth of your success. Is that powerful or what? I'm going to continue reading chapter 6 on next Monday as we talk about how to face your fears and some of the things that you can do to eliminate fear, okay? But I hope that you have enjoyed that. And again, I was reading an excerpt from chapter 6 in the book, Your Roadmap for Success with John C. Maxwell. Such an excellent book, and I hope that many of you have gone out to get it either for your Nook, your Kindle, your notepad, or gone and got a hard copy of the book, because it should indeed be in your business library. Well, I want to go ahead now and again just call out some ways to gain that clarity. Remember those 4 questions? That's right. I didn't forget about it. Get your notepads out for those of you who are new to the show. And for those of you who are familiar with these questions, then, you know, just let these questions permeate inside of you and remember how important they are for you to do this. So first, let's just quickly start out by saying, you know, over the course of the year, I started out with these 4 questions to help you guys get better clarity, because they were questions that I came up with for myself to give myself some clarity, right? And so these questions, if you ask them of yourself and answer the questions, you're going to be surprised. And I am getting a few emails from people saying they're getting different answers each time. Absolutely, because your answers are always going to be the exact same thing every week. If they were, it really means that you're not growing, right? So here are the four questions. Number one, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? Again, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? So often women fool themselves with having a jam-packed calendar, and it looks good, and it gives them the false sense that, hey, because my calendar looks busy, it must mean that something is going right and that I've got it full of activities that are going to produce fruit, right? Not so true. You can have a whole bunch of activities on your calendar that absolutely lead to nothing towards what you would like to accomplish for the week. And so this is why, and I want to drive this home again to you, this is why it's so important that on every Sunday evening, you know, somewhere around that 7 or 8 o'clock evening hour, that you really schedule that 45 minutes to 1 hour time for yourself to really ask yourself this question. Get out your calendar, get out your journal, ask yourself, what is it that I would like to see accomplished by Friday of this coming week? Then back up all the way to where you are, which would be that Sunday, the beginning of the week, right? Open up your calendar and then say to yourself, okay, first of all, let me make a list of the to-do items that are going to help me support those goals that I'm trying to accomplish by that Friday, which is so important. Then from there, go look in your calendar to see if those goals those tasks are already listed in your calendar. If they're not, you have a whole bunch of other stuff. You have a dilemma because you've got to figure out, well, what is all this other stuff here? And if I have it listed here, why do I have it listed here? And how is that really, what does that have to do with me accomplishing these goals? Now, again, I have had people to say, Trina, you know, I've got to do activities with my kids, and I have certain, look, let's keep it real. You guys know what I'm talking about. We have too much junk in the trunk, okay, right? And we need to clear it out so that more important activities can be placed there. So we need to make sure that whatever we are serious about accomplishing by that Friday, that those to-do items to support getting that done, these are the things that you're going to need to take action on in order for that to get done, whether it's delegating, whether it's a task that you must handle, it all must be put in your calendar, whether it's to follow up with your virtual assistant so that you can make sure that they're staying on top of the game, or whether you need to be doing it yourself. Those things need to be placed in your calendar if they are to support what it is you want to accomplish by Friday, right? There are some other things that you'll have to reschedule or that you'll have to seriously consider eliminating or removing because you don't know why you have them there, okay? Now, you've got doctor's appointments. You've got other personal things you must do, so that's understandable. But right now, what I'm specifically talking about is your business success or your goals, things that you're supposed to be doing or accomplishing to help you to move your life to that next level. Moving on to question number two and the four questions to help give you clarity. What clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? Okay. What clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? So check this out. Ladies, in 2015, you need to make a promise to yourself that every single day you're going to be connecting with at least 2 to 3 people that you don't know, okay? And 2 to 3 people who could become your prospects, who could become clients, who you could possibly bless their lives, okay? But you need to be connecting with 2 to 3 new people every single day. Over the course of a year, this could lead to more than 1,000 people that you will have connected and have contact information for. And so this is just an important question. Now, coming back to the present, There are people that you might have promised things to, or people who are prospects that you haven't even followed up with. You know what I'm talking about. You need to get on your case and take care of it. Here's question number three. What are my sales goals for this week? Again, this question is really a sub-question of a much larger question that should be asked of yourself at the end of every year or towards the beginning of the year, which is, what are my sales goals for the year? You know what? I love money. I really do. Why? Because it is the currency by which we are able to trade with, by which we are able to improve things in our lives from a material standpoint or get better things that we need, right? So I love money. And I am one of those people that truly, at some point in my life, many, many years ago, I actually had a fear of money and didn't realize it. So again, when you get over that hump of fear and you know that you make money and it does not make you, then you will be more comfortable in setting your sales goals and going after what it is that you want. Number four, how much is in my business checking? This is totally my favorite question, okay? Because if you don't have the amount of money that you would like to see in your checking account, or even if you have some amount that you say, great, this is good money. I have money to pay my bills, to take care of some things business-wise. Don't you want more of it? Right? So too many women are ignoring their checking accounts. And I know that it's simply because there's no money in it, or not enough money in it, or the money is already accounted for. If they feel like, well, I don't want to watch what's in that account because I already know. No, don't have that attitude. Allow it to become one of your greatest motivating factors in your life by saying, I'm not happy with the amount of money that's in my account, and damn it, I'm going to do something about it by being a productive woman, by taking action, by establishing my goals, by creating those to-do lists to support those goals, by delegating, by being that successful woman I know that I can be. So there you have it, ladies. Four questions to help give you some clarity. And keeping focused, again, on your goals and knowing the results you want to see is definitely what it's all about on the journey of business. 12:32 after the hour, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm so excited that you all are listening to the show today. And you know what? We're coming up on five ways to boost your belief level. You definitely will want people to hear this. And so this is a great time to just really flash over on another line and let people know to dial into the Successful Woman Radio Show. If you have a pen in hand, here's the number, 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. That's the number for the show live. If you are listening from your smart device, please blast it out on your social networks, Successful Woman Radio Live now. Give them the dial-in number, again, 347-637-2589, or simply give them the link to the show where they can listen to it loud from their device. I'm sorry, live from their device, and that is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. I am sipping on one of my concoctions. I call it the pineapple orange juice spritzer, which is just crushed ice, pineapple juice, orange juice, and ginger ale. It is so good, but it really does help you. If you have a cold and you have a lot of talking to do, the acid in the fruit juices and the combination of the ginger ale, they help you keep your throat clear. So that is it's such a refreshing drink. Just a tidbit there as I move forward through the show, and God is so good with keeping my voice clear. I want to go ahead right now and give away our e-prizes. And again, if you've not won an e-prize this month, go ahead and press *1 on your phone keypad. And again, our e-prize giveaway today is the e-book, Article Marketing, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Striking It Rich Online. Now, this was written by the founders of the popular article submission site, ArticleBase, Simon Gelfand and E.O. Halimi. And so, again, you're going to want this book. You're going to want a copy of this book. So go ahead and press star one now on your keypad, and I will be able to unmute you, and you'll be able to get your very own copy of this book. I just had a chat from someone that says, well, if I won, can I win again? You know what? Okay, I'll be a good girl today for you and go ahead and let those who have won a copy of something else win today. But you guys, you can go ahead and press star one on your phone keypad now if you would like to win your copy of this wonderful ebook about article marketing. You know, I believe that information is the most powerful, one of the most powerful resources that we have next to time, because I believe time is the most, it's number one, the most powerful resource in the world, of course, is time. But information is right next to time, because with information, we can become more knowledgeable, we can gain more wisdom, we can become wealthy. There are so many things that we can become when we have the right kind of information. And you guys, I think I've always shared the wealth formula for how to get wealthy. And of course, it's the right information plus, right, the right action is always going to yield you, you know, financial wealth, because that is what wealth is all about. It's about knowing how to apply the right kind of information, putting into action, and someone is always going to want that, right? And then, of course, we exchange it in a currency mode. And so, again, that's your formula for wealth. The right information put into the right action will always equal some type of financial wealth if you know how to use it. So, again, information is powerful. And when you have a website, you know, it's not enough for that website to just be aesthetically beautiful. It's not enough for it to be look professional and yet not get any traffic. It doesn't make any sense at all. And the largest way on the entire internet that people are able to be successful with their websites, people are, you hear about people making money with their blogs, you hear all of these different things, it really does have a lot to do with what we call organic internet marketing, meaning that it naturally happens, and article marketing has a big thing to do with that. So if you want your copy of the book, Article Marketing, by two of the founders of one of the most popular article submission websites on the planet, then you need to be pressing that star one. If not, shame on you, because you're listening to me and you don't even understand how powerful this could be in your business or how this could actually help you for your business. Okay, I'm going to go ahead. I see we've got people that have pressed star one. I'm going to go ahead with the first caller. You're live. Please give me your name and the city that you're calling from. Okay, caller number one, go ahead. Last four of your phone number is 1270. Caller, you're live on the air. I believe this is from the San Diego area. 1270 is the last four of your phone number.
Hi, Trina. This is Charlene. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Charlene. Happy holidays to you.
To you, too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. So have you been enjoying the show today? Have you listened this month at the other shows?
Yes, I think I missed last week because I had a doctor's appointment, but every week I'm on, so I enjoy it. I look forward. It makes me look forward to Mondays.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, you have just won your copy of the book, Article Marketing, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Striking It Rich, and I know that you're going to enjoy this book.
Great. Thank you so much. I know I will. I know I will.
Okay, take care. Wonderful. Okay, we have another caller. The last four of your phone number, let me just see here, it's 0339. 0339. Caller, you are live on the air. Go ahead with your name and the city you're calling from.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Trina. It's Michelle Pillow. My first
hey,
time
Michelle,
ever on, and
you?
I will say it. I'm doing well.
Wonderful.
Excited.
Oh, excellent. And, thank you so much for attending the Holiday Extravaganza. I appreciate that.
Oh, God, it was awesome. I was taking note and just focusing on it while I was out of town this weekend and still, you know, ingesting and taking the words of wisdom and encouragement and focusing on it and everything. So it was great.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Michelle, you have just won your copy of Article Marketing, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Striking It Rich.
Okay. Will it be emailed or how do I?
It is going to be emailed. These are all e-prizes, so it will be emailed to you.
All right.
Okay,
thank you
wonderful.
So much. I appreciate
Take
it. I'm going to continue listening online then. All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Wonderful, wonderful. That was Michelle Pillow. Let's see, we have another person here. Next caller. Last four of your phone number is 9900. Go ahead, you're live. Give us your name and the city you're calling from.
Hi, Trina. This is Tia calling from New York City.
Hi, Tia. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you and your family. How are you?
I'm doing just fine now, Tia. I've been under the weather, but doing great. You have just won your copy of the book, Article Marketing. I know that you're going to enjoy it. Wonderful. Thank you so much for listening to the show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And again, these are e-prizes, and what we'll do is, if we don't have your email already, we will call you to find out what your email is so that we can get the e-book to you. If for whatever reason you're dialing from an office number and you would prefer that we not call you at the office or what have you, what I want to do is go ahead and give you our main office number at Women About Biz, 770-934-2109. Again, 770-934-2109. If you want to, feel free to text us your email. And that way it'll save us some time and we'll get that book to you. But make sure you give us your full name and your email and a cell phone that we can connect back with you, okay? And so, of course, we've given away three e-prizes already. I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next individual, the last four of your phone number to win the e-prize is 2875, 2875. Caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Trina. This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. Jackie Henderson?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Jackie, you are the winner of the e-book, Article Marketing, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Striking It Rich. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, and glad to hear you feeling better.
Oh, Jackie, I'm feeling so much better. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thanks for listening to the show. You too. Okay, and of course, we'll go ahead and see our next prize winner. The last four of your phone number is 4286. 4286, caller, you are live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Tangela Washington calling from Atlanta, Georgia. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, Tangela. How are you doing today?
I'm doing terrific.
Great. Are you enjoying our topic, I Believe in the Power of Me?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think this is an amazing opportunity for us to be on this call every Monday. I'm so happy
Wonderful.
To be here.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations. You won your copy of the book, Article Marketing, you know, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Striking It Rich, and I know that you're going to enjoy it.
Yay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, one last person, and that is it. The last four of your phone numbers is 7696. Again, 7696. You're live on the air. Give us your name and the city that you are calling from.
This is Isetta Jenkins, and I'm calling from Lithonia, Georgia.
Oh, wonderful. How are you today, Isetta?
I'm doing fine, Trina. What about yourself?
I'm doing good, and I think I saw you at the Holiday Extravaganza, too, so thank you for coming.
Yes, you did. It was really nice. I enjoyed it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Isetta, you have won your copy of the book, Article Marketing, and I am going to be calling you to get your right email so we can get that book to you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, there you have it, ladies. We have our prize winners, Charlene, Michelle, Tia, Jackie, Tangela, and Izetta. You will be getting your copy of Article Marketing, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Striking It Rich. And this book really is going to give you a great understanding. You're going to have some aha moments about article marketing and what it means to really gain attention to yourself, branding your website. So again, congratulations to all of you for pressing star one on your phone keypad. I want to go ahead right now and just kind of let you know quickly some of the things that are coming out with Women About Biz. So, Successful Woman Radio, beginning during the first quarter of 2015, we're going to be doing a little bit of transition, and we're going to try to make it as smooth as we possibly can. But during the first quarter of 2015, we are transitioning to become the Successful Woman Radio Network. And what that means is that we are creating a radio talk show academy for those women who would actually like to start their own radio talk shows. Now, is this going to take some time to get everybody up and going? And so what we've decided to do is we're only going to take the first 10 women who are interested in having their own talk shows. And so we're going to be emailing out some information this week. So if you're on our mailing list, bravo, because you're going to get the information. If you're not on our mailing list, I want to share with you guys a quick way of how to get on that mailing list. If you're already on the Women About Biz mailing list, great. But what you might want to do is go over to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Again, SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. And in the right-hand column, just sign up for the mailing list so that you can receive this information. So, as I was saying, we're starting a radio talk show academy for women who target women. So you actually have to want to do a radio show where your target listening audience is women, because that's what we're all about. But if you are, then you fall automatically into that category. Then we are going to start a talk show academy that's going to show you how to begin everything from creating your script to finding guests for your show, how to introduce prizes, how to inflect your voice and how to make it an interesting show, where to find your music from. So you're going to learn all of that in our talk show academy. So if you've ever thought about being a talk show host, guess what? You can do it. And I've been doing this now for almost 10 years, and I really, really love it. And if you like the way I host the radio show and how it seems to be kind of natural to me, well, guess what? It's all from planning. It's all from a system that I developed for myself, and I'm ready to share it with those who want to do it as well. And so, again, you can learn how your show will be on the Successful Woman Radio Network and how you will be able to become a talk show host. So if you haven't signed up for our Successful Woman Radio mailing list, make sure you go over to our website, Successful Woman Radio, and in the right-hand column, go ahead and sign up for our mailing list so that you will be able to get that information. And I do believe we're going to be sending that information out on tomorrow, so make sure that you do that, okay? Well, it is about a quarter till, a little bit after. And I want to go ahead and I want to go right into five ways to boost your belief level. Last week we talked about why unshakable faith was so very, very important, right? And we talked about the belief and where does belief come from. And we talked about the fact that belief comes from your subconscious mind, because whatever you put in your mind, it stores it like a hard drive, right? And it brings it up at the craziest times, like in the conscious when you're trying to do something that you really want to do. It always seems like there's a force field or something holding you back from doing it or getting in the way. And, of course, that's your subconscious mind bringing up all of those beliefs that you have about a certain thing. And many of you, I got sick last week, and so I wasn't able to answer your emails, but I had more than 43 emails. I think it was 45 emails, it looks like, more than 40 emails of people emailing me. You guys had some serious aha moments from the show last week, and I'm so blessed for that. So I had so many people emailing me, right, and saying, that I have had my breakthrough, I've had my aha moment. Oh, this is why I've been feeling this way. And I've been reading all of those emails today, and it's just amazing. And I actually cried over it because it just feels so good when someone gets what you're saying. But not only do they get it, they explain it back to you. And so, again, I just want to make sure that you guys know how important this topic really, really is. So let's go ahead and just talk a little bit about belief, you know, and how important it is or should be to you as you look at improving your life and changing your life, okay? So first of all, what you need to understand is that, yes, you probably do believe in yourself. I'm sure that all of you do, but it's not enough. It's not enough just to believe, because there are different levels of belief. And I identify one level of belief that is really necessary in order for you to really move things forward. And that is, you must have the unshakable faith type of belief, meaning your faith can't be wavered in yourself. Nothing no one says can shake you from doing what you need to do for your business, for your life. No one can turn you around just because they are a naysayer, or just because they don't want you to do it, or just because they are being negative with you. In other words, you believe so deep in it, you believe so deep in it that it can cause you to have incredible results when that level of belief is executed. So again, that definition for unshakable faith is a level of belief that is so deeply rooted within you. And you guys know, when there's if you've ever had a tree taken up from your yard, one of those big old grandmama trees, right? You've had them taken up from your yard. You know that that tree will continue to grow. Yes, it will. It has a stump, and that stump has roots that can go throughout your yard and can go for miles. And so sometimes you have to have a stump company to come in and deroot that thing and get that stump up out of there. But even then, the roots are still in the ground. See, that's how roots go. They go deep and they embed themselves. And so it's sometimes real hard to get rid of weeds and different things in your yard. And I'm just using this as a simple example to show you that this is the kind of belief that you have to have in yourself when you are trying to achieve success in your business. It has to be deeply rooted. And that's what unshakable faith is, that level of belief that's so deeply rooted within yourself that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on all of your ideas, all of your dreams, all of your goals, the things that you want for yourself. So what, you know, do you have belief that's deeply rooted in yourself? Now, if you say yes, there's a test for it, and the test is simple. You ask yourself, if I say that I have a deeply rooted belief in myself about whatever it is I'm doing, about my business, about whatever, okay, well, then the proof is in the action. Have I taken the right kind of action to get the right kind of results? And have you experienced those results? Because if the answer is no, then you've got to keep rooting it. You've got to keep digging down and delving into that belief level so that it gets deeply rooted within you. You know, you've probably heard your mother say that your biggest fan is you. The person that really needs to believe in you is you. Don't listen to what other people tell you, what other people say, or how negative they are. If this is what you truly believe in your heart that you want, then you should go after it. But we say that to our daughters sometimes, but we don't really let them know the level of belief that they really need to make things happen for themselves, okay? And so here are five ways to boost your belief level. Here's number one. The first thing you need to do to boost your belief level, first of all, ladies, is you've got to start taking action. Hey, you guys listen to this show every single Monday. You listen to great ideas that you need to put in action. You have aha moments, and yet some of you may not take that to the next level and start putting it into action. But when you listen to wise words, when you hear information that seems to be the right information for yourself, the first question you need to be asking yourself is, okay, how can I put this into action? What do I need to do? How do I take action on it? Taking action is indeed the core proof that you believe in what you're trying to accomplish in your life. It's the core proof. If you find yourself procrastinating, then I would venture to say that something is going on with the level of belief that you have, and you need to improve it. You need to work on it. And isn't that the case with every darn thing that we want to do, ladies? In everything we want to do, in all that we want to do, we have to start with ourselves. We've got to look in the mirror and take that dose of medicine and make it happen for ourselves. Don't you understand that God has installed in you all that you need to be successful? And all you need to do is just reach deep within you and bring it out. And it starts with that belief, which is so very, very important. So the first way to boost that belief level is to take that action. Here's the second thing that you need to do with your in five ways to boost your belief level is to get support for yourself, okay? That could be in the form of a coach. It could be in the form of a friend. It could be in the form of someone who is wanting to believe deeply within themselves to help you hold yourself accountable, but you definitely need to get support. Don't think that you need to be the Lone Ranger and try to do everything all on your own, okay? But you have to get the right kind of support. Don't go to Mary Sue, who happens to be the very person who is the naysayer in your life. Why would you do that, right? No, go to someone who always speaks positive to you, and when you share things with them, they are always pushing you to be better and do more. And if you don't have that person in your life, then you need to simply get yourself a coach. You need to give me a call. Here, write my phone number down, 678-457-0626. That's my direct line. Write to me. That's the phone I have with me the most. So make sure you write that number down, 678-457-0626, because you need the support in order to take yourself to the next level. None of us is an island. None of us is the Lone Ranger. And in order to move forward in our lives, we need people, good people, that can help us take it to that next level. Here's number three, okay, in five ways to boost your belief level. And this one is very, very dear to my heart, okay? You have to tell fear to take a back seat. And let me explain what I mean by that. Tell fear to take a back seat. You know, it's really interesting, but one of the ways that I have used, or one of the methods that I have used to not necessarily eliminate fears, I'd say, you know what? I don't like this feeling that I have. Fear causes you to feel jittery. It causes you to have anxiety. It causes you to disbelieve in yourself. It causes all of these things, right? And so, you know, most of the time the fear is a false fear, but it's real. It's a false evidence of appearing real. That's what most people know fear to be, right? So what you have to do in order for fear to dissipate or be eliminated, or like I like to say, annihilated, right? What you have to do is you have to tell fear to get it behind in the back seat of the car, strap it in, because you're getting ready to go for a ride, right? In other words, whether you have fear or not, you need to make a commitment to yourself that should fear come upon you, you're going to tell it to strap its seatbelt because it's getting ready to go for a ride. Take it with you. Have you ever thought about that? See, that's what we're not doing. And that's why fear seems to wreak havoc in the lives of so many women. It's because we don't do anything. We allow it to paralyze us, and we allow it to cause procrastination. We allow it to cause us to listen to what other people are saying and care too much about what other people are saying about us. But ladies, it's time to stop all of that insanity, right? And it's time to tell fear, get your butt in the back seat. You can't sit up front with me. You don't deserve to be up front with me. Get your behind in the back seat. Strap your seatbelt on because you're getting ready to go for a ride, right? Here's number four in the five ways to boost your belief level. And this one is very, very important as well. And that is to make a list of what you need more knowledge and skills in. Make a list of what you need more knowledge and skills in. Most of the time, when a woman isn't able to bring about the success level that she wants in her business, most of the time it also has a lot to do with the lack of knowledge and the lack of leadership skills that she really needs, right? So you need to really get in touch with what knowledge and what skills do you need to take your business to the next level? What are you not feeling comfortable with? What are you lacking in? And you need to get that information, and you need to set up a training schedule for yourself. You need to buy whatever books you need to buy. You need to invest in yourself and get the knowledge and the skills that you need to be confident, to feel better about yourself, right? Because that is so very, very important. And last but not least, in the five ways to boost your belief level, and this one is biggie, ladies. This is a huge one, and that is to learn to take control over your subconscious mind. To learn to take control over that subconscious mind, because that's the library of your life. It is what is controlling you. It is the main factor that is controlling more than 90% of all of your bodily functions. It controls mostly, it does control mostly all of your mental capacity. And it is what is going on when you're not able to accomplish something. And you're trying to figure out, I've been working on this darn thing forever now. Why can't I get this done? Something that you believe in is false belief, is causing the subconscious mind to bring it up and cause a imbalance inside of you. And it's causing it to fight against your conscious mind, which is in the now. And this is something that you have to learn to control, okay? And so I am a great learner of the subconscious mind and knowing how to make things work and how to improve things in my life because of using a lot of different methods and techniques. So I would be a great resource for you in learning how to gain control over your subconscious mind. And if you think you have control over it, think again, because it rules us, okay? It's nothing wrong with it ruling us, but when we allow certain things to be absorbed by our subconscious mind like a sponge, and we don't realize all of those things are being absorbed, they can wreak havoc in our lives. So we've got to start putting the right kind of belief in our subconscious mind. So very, very important. So there you have it, ladies, the five ways to boost your belief level. Number one, take action. Number two, get that support that you need, either through me, your coach, or through a friend or someone to help hold you accountable. And remember, they have to be a positive seeking person, not a person who's going to add negativity. Number three, you also need to learn how to tell fear to take a back seat, right? In other words, take fear on the ride with you. Keep moving. Keep putting things into action. Even when you have fear, keep moving forward. Number four, make a list of knowledge and skills that you're lacking so that you can feel more confident about yourself. When there's things that you don't know, there's only so far you can go with faking it, right? When you're going to feel more confident when you are knowledgeable of that. And last but not least, number five, learn to gain control of your subconscious mind. In other words, learn how your subconscious mind works. Gain more knowledge about it. So I hope that you all have enjoyed the show today. We're running just a little bit over, but please don't forget to go sign up for Successful Woman Radio mailing list. And I love all of you, and I hope and pray that you have received a blessing in today's show. As always, I enjoy your text. I enjoy your emails and letting me know that you enjoy the show. And I look so forward to continuing with this theme this month. I believe in the power of me, becoming your greatest resource. Everybody take care. Have an abundant week. And remember, stay focused. Ask yourself those four questions for clarity on this Sunday so that you can get better focused. Love you. Bye-bye, everybody. Happy holidays.